Once it has run its course, it will not return. And that is something that is true of time for all humanity. The analogy depicts yung continuing and unreturning passage of time. Now, totoo yan sa lahat, pero siguro yung mga kabataan ang pinaka hindi namamalayan yung ganyang bagay. Parang sa kabataan ay napakaraming panahon, napakalaki ng oras. There's so much time and they don't notice yung pag-agos ng panahon. Sa aming mga tumatanda na, ramdam yung bawat pagbabago ng taon. Dagdag na naman. This year, I'll be blank. I'll be blank, more forgettable than anything else. But sa mga kabataan sa inyo in the teens and 20s, early 20s, it's so much that is yet to come. Marami pang panahon at hindi napapansin. And therefore, it makes the young people vulnerable to the false sense of there's plenty of time. There's no urgency. Walang lubhang kailangan na ngayon na. And so it is to you that I want to address itong dalawang lesson natin today and God willing next Lord's Day para sa lahat, pero especially para sa inyong mga bata ang gulang na nararamdaman nyo ay marami pa akong panahon. There's still so much of the future for me. And itong mga pinag-uusapan, magagandang bagay, pero there's time for that for me and not yet. Yan ang madali nating maisip pag tayo ay nasa kabataan ng ating gulang. And what I want to convince you ay ngayon at sa susunod na linggo, and I have prayed to God that it will be made effective for all but especially for you young people, is that even for the youth, time is running fast and opportunity can be lost. And once lost, it's lost forever. Kaya ang isang bagay na gusto kong ipaalam sa inyo ay look at your present stage of years na opportunity. Siguro yan ang isang keyword para sa mga kabataan. Pagkakataon nyo na, it is your opportunity. Once you let it go, it's past, it's done. Maring dumating ka nga sa punto later na makilala mo ang Panginoon, magkaroon ka ng biyaya at gamitin ka ng Panginoon later. But the years of youth are so much opportune na hindi natin ito pwedeng palampasin. Kaya ito ang bagay. Tayo rin mga youthful, youthful sa isip at sa ating damdamin, ay isa ring paraan ito para mapaalalahanan natin yung sarili natin. How are we to understand young people today? Minsan lilito tayo, nagugulat. There really are some differences. I want to explain that now. May mga talagang pagkakaiba yung mga youth ngayon sa mga youth noon. And there are reasons why. Hindi totoo na talagang may pagkakapare-pareho, but meron din pagkakaiba-iba dahil may nagbago sa ating panahon. And I want to especially focus on what's different among our young people today that would not be very much the case of the counterparts ng mga nakalipas na mga henerasyon. So what are the privileges of today's youth that probably were not very much the case of past generations? Young people today enjoy favors and benefits not true of the past generations. And by the way, I'm focusing on the characteristics ng mga young people which would be the case of average churchgoers. So I'm not talking of street young people, which I often encounter, syempre doon sa Cubao. Pero I'm talking of the average young person who goes to church na kagaya natin, anong mga characters nila na meron ngayon at kaya medyo may pagkakaiba ang mga young people ngayon dahil meron sila mga privileges na wala tayo noon. These benefits, of course, will either be a blessing or a curse depending on how one uses yung opportunity that it offers. So, kumbaga, meron ngayon mga privileges. But these privileges can either be a blessing or they can be a curse depending on the use of opportunities. Kaya hindi siya unmixed blessing as anything else in life, maganda, pero sa paggamit natin, maaaring yung maganda ay mapasama o mapabuti sa atin. I want to use three words na ginagamit ngayon sa mga young people, ginagamit ng mga young people at ginagamit din patungkol sa kanila na magpapaliwanag nung kaibahan at nung mga advantages na meron sila, but those advantages should translate into opportunities, otherwise, opportunities lost become curse. Magiging sumpa sa atin. So, ang meron ngayon ng mga young people na hindi masyadong totoo sa mga nakalipas ay gagamitin ko yung mga salitang freebies, techies, and yuppies. So, freebies, techies, yuppies. These are words that you will now find in the dictionary. Kaya hindi siya, hindi ito self-invented. So, ano yung mga young people ngayon para mas maunawaan natin sila? Well, unang-una, freebies. Ano yung freebies? Freebies are things given or obtained free of charge. Madalas yan ginagamit sa mga promotion, para mabili o para magkaroon ng interest. Besides dun sa product mismo, ay may mga nakakonect ng mga promotional materials na makakapagpukaw ng interest. Now, gusto kong gamitin yan in a more extensive sense that young people today enjoy a lot of freebies that were not enjoyed by their counterparts in past generations. Meaning, you enjoy things today free of charge because they are now given either by government for free or provided for by parents. Past generations, and by past generations I mean in the early 20th century, including later ones, the 50s, 60s, and my generation of 70s and 80s, when I was once young, we had to work for what you now enjoy freely. We had to exert effort, magbayad o kaya ay magtrabaho para sa mga bagay na sa inyo ay libre na. So past generations had to work for privileges that you now take for granted today. Kasama na rin yung mga daily sustenance, yung mga young people ngayon, mga kabataan, gigising na lang na andyan na kahanda yung kanilang kakainin, almusal, at kumisan pahirapan pa, paiyakan pa para kanilang kainin. Samantalang yung mga nakalipas, the 50s, the 60s, people had to work for what they ate. And that does not mean only yung parents, but even children, mga farming community, they had to work for them, daily sustenance, education, itong free education ay kailan lamang yan talagang na isa sa katuparan. In my time, we had to pay for our education, and ang mga kabataan ngayon, pag pumunta sa eskwelahan, maganda na yung kanilang allowance, kahit nagre-reklamo pa sila. Pero noon, I had to work about more than a kilometer or two in order to go to my school. And yung baong ko noon, ay, ano ba, 5 G's. Para kukulangin pa. Pero ngayon, again, education is at least on the basic level, free, and you get it, and that's a great privilege. And of course, basic freedoms in social relationships. Isipin nyo halimbawa sa America, there was just a generation ago, there was segregation policy, yung pinaghihiwalay, yung mga itim sa mga puti, at may sarili silang eskwela. When for the first time in the U.S., binigyan ng access ang mga black students na mag-aral sa isang mixed situation, they had to guard with so many soldiers and police yung eskwelahan dahil andun yung mga banta na sila ay sasaktan kapag pumasok sila. And yet, today, it's a given. And you now have an African-American president in the United States thought to be impossible just a generation ago. So malaking pagbabago in social relationships, basic freedoms are now taken for granted. Eh, ngayon nga kahit gay people are now at least treated no longer with the kind of contempt they were treated in the past. Even they are accepted as normal part of society. And these are developments that are freedoms today na na-enjoy natin. Hindi ko sinasabing kayo maging gay, pero ang point ay those things that were not accepted in society, accepted ngayon ang mga bagay na yan. So, a lot of freebies. Now, anong pagkakaiba niya na in the past generation, young people had to work for their privileges, and today, you get it free. Well, again, as I've said, it can be a blessing, it can be a curse. Dung mga panahon na ito'y nagtatrabaho yung mga tao para magkaroon sila ng education, para magkaroon sila ng kanilang daily sustenance o yung kanilang basic freedom kailangan nilang ipaglaban, it created a sense of reward. Ibig sabihin, it was something they worked for. With that is attached value. There's value in this that I enjoy because I worked for it. And isang meron noon na hindi masyado ngayon ay yung the sense of merit. For you to get anything, work for it, earn it. Well, today, it's right. It is my right. Before, education is something you had to earn. You had to work for. You had to earn. Today, education is my right. Ibigay mo sa akin, karapatan ko yan. And now, because of this basic freedom, the freebies, with more freedom, more can be accomplished. And it's one of the things I shall point out mamaya. Young people are more accomplished today than in the past for another sense. But that's one of the reasons is because they have more freedom. Mas meron silang kalayaan, kung baga yung oras na ginugugol ng mga nakalipas na henerasyon para sa kanilang pribileyo, yung oras na yon, pwede nang gamitin ng mga kabataan para mas makapag-aral, para mas makapag-google ng panahon sa ibang bagay. And because of that, there is the blessing of the fact that there are freebies today with more freedom. More can be accomplished, but very often with less diligence because you get it free. Yan ay basic naman. What you get free, there's less personal value than what you get by your own effort and diligence. And isang challenge sa mga young people ngayon ay talagang what you have to do diligently, you have to do by discipline. In the past, it was just by necessity. Kailangan mong magtrabaho. Kung hindi ka kakain. Kailangan mong magpakasipag sa pag-aaral. Kung hindi ka matatapos kasi noon talagang tinototoo yung ibabagsak ka. Ngayon, hindi na yung totoo. Talagang ipapasa ka kahit na hindi maganda yung iyong trabaho. Noon, tinototohanan yung pagbagsak sa eskwelahan. And because of that, you really had to work for it. Well, that's no longer the case. And because of that, you have both blessing and curse in the sense na with more freedom, you have more time, you can accomplish more. Challenge siya sa mga young people, mas may kalayaan ka, mas may panahon ka, may mas dapat kang magawa. Eh kung isipin mo na ilagay mo yan sa usapin ng mga bagay ng Diyos, you have less excuse, you have less reason to delay the claims of the gospel and of the things of God. Because hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, kailangan ko pang magtrabaho para sa aking pagkain. If that was not an excuse before, that is even less of an excuse today. Because you have your freedoms. At itake mo yan as a privilege. Hindi yan necessarily masama, kundi yan ay mabuting bagay. Pero yun nga, may kaakibat na mga challenges where you take things with less diligence, less discipline because of these freebies. Ikalawa, young people today are techies. Ibig sabihin yan ay they have competence in modern technology. especially gadgets geared towards communication. Eh, nung panahon ko naman ay walang iPad, walang MP3, walang cellphone of course, walang mga ganyang bagay na ngayon ay mga ordinaryong bagay na sa mga young people. In the past, being adept with technology was in the confines of the so-called antisocial geek. Yung mga magagaling sa technology, eh, yung mga talagang mga henyo. Ay kapag ikaw ay henyo noon, para kang Einstein na antisocial, introvert, yung nagsasarili at walang pakikipagrelasyon sa iba, yun ang mga technological people noon. Well, that is no longer true today, and trends and statistics indeed show that those who are adept in technology, dahil napasimple na yung technology, napalawak na, technology is no longer in the confines of the antisocial geek. Technology has been expanded, it has been simplified, and that means it gives more access to more people. And the ones na nagiging savvy, who become savvy with technology, are young people. And the orientation, ang sabi nila noon, technology is geared towards personal use. Today, technology is geared towards connection. Yan ang sabi ng mga experts. And because of that, yung mga young people are more connected through cell phone, communication, etc. And the fact that much of technology is geared toward music, like your MP3 and your iPad and your other gadgets, talagang kumbaga patok na patok sa mga kabataan. And that's one thing that we can use to understand young people today. Now again, it is both a blessing and a curse based on how you use the opportunity. With more means of communication, there are more relationships. But often, shallow. More relationships, but more shallow relationships. The reason is because with gadgets, there is less need of the face-to-face personal communion. Noon, to communicate face-to-face, personal. And of course, letter writing. And when you write a letter, may personal pa rin doon, handwriting mo. And ngayon, kung magsulat email, oftentimes bits, mabilis, or text. At yung text, kinakailangan mo nang i-code ngayon. Ako kasi pag ako yung nag-text, talagang full. Full spelling, everything, para ako nagsusulat pa rin sa Herald pag ako yung nagte-text. Complete sentence, grammar complete. Kaya pag ako yung nagbasa ng binabarok yung text, ako yung nahihirapan. Pero ganyan na ang text ng mga kabataan ngayon. Kaya baka dumating ang araw, meron ng una New Testament in text version. Anong text version ng John 3:16? 4. But anyway, ang makikita natin dyan, mabilisan bits rather than what in the past was face-to-face, full communication, personal expression. And so what we have is, it's easier to have a relationship, but more shallow, less personal, less deep, less of the expression of oneself. And besides that, the deluge of entertainment dislodges a more reflective and logical thinking. In the past, you have to have the why, wherefore, ng mga gagawin mo. Well, today, it just feels good. How can something so wrong feel so good? And because it feels good, it makes it right for them. In other words, less of the logical, less of the moral, less of the principled, and more of the emotional, more of the feeling, more of the tidbits, more of the easy and doable. And that means yan ang nagagawa ng deluge of entertainment today. But again, blessing and curse. Communication can reach more and more people today via technological wonders. And we need to use that. And we're using that. Okay, meron tayong multimedia. We use the website. We use these technological wonders in order to reach more people. And that means you young people are being rich today in a manner that was not true of your counterparts in the past. Mas naaabot kayo ngayon ng komunikasyon ng salita ng Diyos in various ways that in the past was only by actual preaching and by actual witnessing. Pero ngayon, in more ways, you are being reached by the Word of God, which is a tremendous blessing. Mas naririnig ninyo, mas naaabot kayo ng salita ng Diyos. That's a blessing that therefore creates more opportunities. So, young people today are techies, both a blessing and one that can be a challenge. Thirdly, young people today are called yuppies. Yuppie is originally intended to mean young professional, but now it's used to mean that achievements and successes are reached at younger age. In the past, it took years for generations, for the past generation, it took years to achieve what young people today are achieving. With more education and varieties in life, there are a lot of better choices. In the past, kung ano yung magulang, halos ganun, yun din ang magiging takbo ng buhay ng anak. Farmer, you can expect the children to be farmers. Fishermen, ganun din yung next generation. Well, again, that's no longer true today. With a variety of choices, more freedom, but and at the same time, with more education, you can achieve the success that was denied your counterparts in the past. There are more professional jobs accessible today to young people, and there is a good rate of success sa marami sa kanila. In fact, nang may sinabi na more and more millionaires today are becoming more and more shy. Ang ibig nila sabihin ay dahil mas mga bata yung mga yumayaman ngayon. And the point is, it's open to more young people. In the past, you don't become a millionaire until probably you're in your 40s or 50s after spending a lot of time. Well, today, it's easier. And success, the success rate is a lot better. And therefore, again, it has the opportunity both ng blessing and a curse. Young people today become independent earlier. Now, again, that's a good thing in one sense. They have more time for themselves, but often with earlier independence, it is a more immature independence. Parents become less needed at a younger age. Decisions and vocations are now more self-made than by parental permission. Noon, hindi ka magkaka-boyfriend or girlfriend na hindi mo nadaraan sa parents o yung lalaki, kinakailangan dumalaw sa bahay at siyempre makilala ng magulang. Well, today, nagkasundo na yung dalawa by text. Hindi nalalaman ng magulang, may boyfriend na pala, may girlfriend na pala. Well, it shows earlier independence on their part. They decide on their vocation. They decide on their relations by themselves. Now, that means, of course, when the challenge of the gospel comes, it's a good thing because the gospel is your decision. No one will decide for you when it comes to the gospel. But there's also one thing that is true today of young people as observed by statistics, by polls. A decreasing number of children are following their parents' faith and values. Ibig sabihin, kung noon, if parents are evangelicals, children are expected almost in the 80%, they will become evangelicals, and so forth. It's a lot less true today. The children may go with their parents to church until they have their own job, and when they get their job, they begin to decide for themselves. And their decision for spiritual matters oftentimes is in cross paths with those of their parents. And of course, for evangelicals like us, that is a threat. That is scary. And yet, we cannot do anything about that in the sense that decision for the gospel is a personal decision. Hindi ito kagaya ng, let's say, Roman Catholics at an early age, bininyagan mo, Catholic na siya, and parents worry less. For evangelicals, you wait for the time that the child can make a decision for himself. And yet you worry because you know that at the present rate, children are becoming more different from their parents in terms of faith and value. At for parents like me, of course, and for you, it's a scary prospect, and yet it is something that we need to accept because we believe that the call to the gospel is by grace, not by inheritance. Hindi minamana yung panawagan ng ebanghelyo. Kaya yung kanilang sa maagang panahon ay nagsasarili na o sarili na nila yung kanilang sustento. Ang karaniwang kasunod niyan ay sarili ko ng desisyon, yung mga bagay na may kinalaman sa aking vocation, relation, and spiritual matters, and therefore less of a continuity with the parents' faith. So let me conclude with two important reminders on spiritual opportunities for today's young people. So we recognize that. I recognize the fact that young people today are more free than we were in our past generation. Young people today are more technical, techie savvy than my generation. I still don't understand a lot about iPads, etc. And young people today have more opportunity for success than what was open to us in the past. And with that, let me remind you of two things. First, the faith is not intended to spoil your privileges, but to sanctify them for God. Yung pananampalataya, hindi yan banta sa inyong mga privileges. It is not a threat to your freedom, to your technology, or even to the success open for you, to the vocations that may be open for you. Gusto kong sabihin sa inyo na the Christian faith, far from threatening that, in fact, is only intended to sanctify those things. There is that fear I recognize among the young people that faith will rob them of enjoyment. And I say that that is a false notion. Of course, there are sinful ways of happiness. There are godly ways of happiness. But the godly way is more enjoyable and more lasting than the sinful. We have that in the classic text about the youth, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Yung bang kinasasaya mo ngayon bilang kabataan, nagpapakasaya ka, and then as time, like an ever-rolling stream, umaagos, and they will not return, and suddenly you find yourself in your 30s, and what you thought was the enjoyable life, you realize was wasted life. And what a waste it would be. So it's not robbing you of the joy of life. Besides, ano ba yung sinasabi nilang joy kung walang faith? Ang sabi ng Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Which means that ultimately, without faith, yung mamuhay ka ng para sa iyong kabataan, para sa iyong ambisyon, para sa relasyon, para sa mga ganyang bagay, without faith, it will prove to be an illusion. Why? Because there is eternity. There is eternity to reckon with. The young life, sabi natin from early teens to the late 20s, the youthful life, it's so ephemeral, so temporary. It just moves like a blast, and afterwards, it's just a past. And you will find that what you thought was enjoyment without faith, without God, is illusion. So I'm challenging you. Consider faith. Consider faith not as a threat to your enjoyable life. Consider faith not as a threat to your freedoms or to your technology, not even to the success that's open for you. They are meant to be sanctified, and faith will sanctify them. There is more enjoyment in godly enjoyment, because that's what God intended. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God, at hindi kinalimutan ng mga Puritans to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Sometimes Christians have the wrong impression that the godly life is a morose, you know, a depressed kind of life. It's not. It is meant to be enjoyed. It is meant to be happy. And if you're the depressive kind, correct yourself. And correct yourself this year. It's meant to be a happy life, an enjoyable life. So faith does not threaten your enjoyment of your privileges. And secondly, the church is not intended to strain your potentials, but to simply fellowship them with the saints. And again, there is the impression among the youth that the church is a limiting venue. Siguro, inisip nila, siguro later, magiging member ako ng church pag ako'y stable na and perhaps with a family and more stability. But right now, I'm young and to become a member of the church will limit my potentials. No. The church is not intended to strain your potentials. Rather, the church is intended to transform our earthly work into a vocation and, in fact, a mission. So rather than just a means of income, a way to be cool and to be admired, when you give it to God and in the fellowship of the saints in the church, then what is a mere work or job becomes a vocation and it becomes a mission more oriented to real potentials. And I'm telling you that a missionary, that is a person with a mission, is more careful of his potentials than just a person with an ambition. So give me a person with an ambition, he'll try to maximize his potentials, but give me a person with a mission, he will even more maximize his potentials. So this is not to limit your potentials. And I'm encouraging you, I'm challenging you to look at your potentials in terms of what to do for God. The text in our heading is Psalm 71, 5 and 6. For you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. And my prayer is that more of you would be able to say, you are my trust from my youth. There is more enjoyable potential as a youth in the ways of God than outside the ways of God. Any question? Anything you'd like to clarify, both from adults or young people? Anyone who would like to remember his youth of some bygone days, but maybe you could use that to challenge young people? Annie.
Oh, Pastor, naisip ko lang yung sinabi nyo na yung time natin, mas marami tayong responsibility. Kasi naalala ko nung grade school pa ako, yung schedule ko na binibigay ng lola ko ay 4 o'clock para magwalis sa buong lot namin, which is mga 800 square meter, bago ako pumasok sa school. But now yung mga anak ko, ginigising ko na, nagagalit pa kasi gusto pang matulog, 7 o'clock na. So parang makita mo talaga yung difference ng past generation sa ngayon. Yung ang dami nilang privileges ngayon, ang dami nilang mas magandang buhay nila, and yet parang todo pasa ang buhay sa kanila.
So yun, sipin nyo yun, 800 square kilometers. Meters. Kilometers. Sorry, meters. Meters ang nililinis ni Annie. Ngayon, kama lang pipalinisin mo sa anak. Galit pa. Nagre-reklamo pa. Iniiwanan pa. So, isipin nyo yung kayo mga kabataan. Kung may pinapagawa sa inyo, yung pinagawa sa amin noon ay mas grabe pa. At yung responsibilidad ninyo ngayon ay mas magaang na kaysa sa mga pinagdaan ng responsibilidad. So, we did it then, you do it now. Others. Jojo.
Share ko lang po yung aking karanasan, Pastor. Kasi po ako ay lumaki na maaga na ulila, ano. Pero kami po nung kabataan ko, nung buhay pa yung magulang ko, disiplinado rin sila yan. Dumaki kami sa bukid, ano po. Talagang bawat isa po sa mga kapatid ko may assignment. Bago po kami, yung mga ate ko, bago po sila makapagsaing, iigib pa sa ilog, ganyan. No? Tapos iigib sa gripo para may inumin yung drinking water. Tapos bago magluto, mga ngahoy yan, mga yan, ganyan, para panggatong, wala nung ano. So, mga ganyan. Tapos yung lahat ng gagamitin, tulong-tulong kinukuha sa farm, no? At talagang makikita mo doon, kasi farm-based eh, makikita mong yun ang nagiging buhay. At nung namatay po yung parents ko, parang lalong naging lumaki yung parang effort mo para mabuhay, ano? Kasi kami na mismo yung naghahanap ng pagkain, tapos minsan kami na mismo yung mangunguha ng produkto, isi-sell mo. Pagpapasok sa school, kailangan mag-sell ka uli ng produkto sa farm para may pambaon ka, ganon. Pag-gising namin, kami pa rin yung magluluto, magbibinalot, ganyan. Tapos pag-uwi, mag-iigib na naman ng tubig para may panluto. Tapos walang gripo eh, no, may mga bucket nga. Kasi jamboree huyo, walang katulad ngayon na madali mag-tap ng water, limited. So ganun yung buhay, sabi kong ganun talaga. Pero hindi namin nakita na parang napakahirap noon kasi yun eh, yun talaga yung ano-ano. Kaya nga sabi ko, ibang-iba po yung buhay ng kabataan ngayon. Pero nakikita ko din, Pastor, yung case-to-case basis. Although generally talagang marami nag-i-enjoy ng mga privilege ngayon, itong buhay dito ng mga kabataan sa bundok, no, pagpapasok po sila, ano, gigising sila ng alas dos ng madaling araw, magpi-prepare na yan kasi kailangan 4:30 or 5 a.m. ready na sila para sumakay ng jeep pababa, mag-aaral dito sa bayan, tapos babalik uli, ganon. Tapos nakita ko sila na hindi naman ganun nagre-reklamo, kundi talagang gustong-gusto nilang makapag-aral kasi nakita nga nila yung ganung buhay. Pero sa mga kabataan ngayon, katulad na sinasabi ng mga teachers, ano po, pagdating sa pag-aaral, talagang sabi nila, ibang-iba yung naging estudyante namin noon kaysa ngayon. At ibang-iba rin yung attitude ng ganung lumalaki sa ganung ano, kaysa yung parang mas mayamas, mas nagiging problema namin. Sabi ko, talagang may epekto yung ano. Kaya sabi ko nga, sana yung mga privilege na to na nai-enjoy ng mga kabataan, talagang i-cherish nila sapagkat bibihira yung nagkakaroon ng ganyang privilege po. At sabi ko nga, hindi ko naibibigay din sa Panginoon sa mga anak ko yung kasing naibibigay ng mga parents dito. Pero sabi ko, anak, magpasalamat na kayo kasi kung titingnan niyo yung buhay ko noon, mas mapalad na kayo doon sa ano. At papasalamat din po ako na yung wife ko din ay tumutulong po sa papalaki ng anak namin sa abot na makakaya po. Pero talagang mas blessing na po ngayon, Pastor, no? Kumpara doon sa anong tama-tama po yung lecture niyo.
Okay, nalala ko rin yung routine na yung i-give sa amin noon. I was born and grew up in a squatter area in Santa Mesa at doon. Isang gripo sa maraming pamilya, unahan yan. Isang gripo, isang banyo at sa maraming pamilya. Gigising ka ng maaga, hahangos ka na, pagpunta mo ron, pagtingin mo, nakapila ka na. I-give ngayon, pa-deliver ng inumin, tumawag ka para mag-deliver. So, you have a lot of privileges at tama yung isang bagay na hinihingi lang sa inyo ay gawin yung maayos yung pag-aaral dahil yan yung mag-aahon sa pinagdaanan ng inyong mga magulang. That the privileges are great for opportunity, but many times those privileges ay nakakalimutan yung diligence na naging bahagi na ng buhay ng inyong mga magulang. Other thoughts? Jean.
Pastor, two things. One is reflection, so I may be wrong, but and another one is curiosity na I also would like to be addressed, not necessarily by pastor, but yung first lang, parang I'm not a parent, so but it's, I observe na hindi ba more lenient yung parents of this generation than in the past? And so we say na less responsible ang children. Is it because the parents actually do not really give them more responsibility? And then yung curiosity, Pastor, how do the youth in the church look at the church, in our church?
Very good questions. Dun sa una, yung ikalawa, ipapasok ko sa congregation. Dun sa una, are parents more lenient today? I think so. Maybe dahil may pinagdaanan silang hirap, at dahil sa pinagdaanan nilang hirap, ayaw nilang ipasa sa kanilang anak at merong sense of guilt. At magiging mas lenient. Again, I can only speak for my own youth. I grew up with a military father. I can tell you what to expect of that. Disciplinarian, hindi lang basta disciplinarian of the military kind. Hindi lang basta palo, we had to squat if we did anything wrong. So there was yung pagka-stricto, at kuminsan yung parents ngayon na dumaan sa ganong disciplinarian treatment, ayaw na niyang ipasa at there is a reaction on the other end. So I think so. It's a challenge to the parents. There can be a strict discipline with joy, which is what the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. Gamitin natin yung disiplina na may pagmamahal. I think yun ang nawala, kulang sa mga parents ang nakalipas. May disiplina but kulang sa affection. I mean, I can tell that from my own experience. Today, ang maganda ay pwede nating pagsamahin yung affectionate treatment of your children with parental discipline. Pag pinagsama yun, ang ganda ng effects. Now, how do the young people in our congregation look at the church? So, you would like to hear from young people. Any young person, maganda siguro yung mga members natin na young people, ano yung transition sa inyo na kayo ay nagkaroon ng decision na maging member? Hindi natin sila kailangan pangalanan, sila John, sila Leeway, Mikaya, Joji, Esther. So, sinong gusto sumagot? Sige, John.
Nung ano din naman ako, hindi pala noon, pati ngayon, Ang nakakatakot talaga nung ano nung bago pag kino-consider ang membership ay actually pati yung hindi lang naman membership eh pati yung commitment, yung conversion mismo, pati yung acceptance ng gospel. Isa sa mga naging issues din sa akin is yun nga, parang bata pa pag naging member ako ng church. Pero parang it could maraming parang feeling maraming mawawala it from ranging from pag nag Lord's Supper kailangan nasa baba na rin ako, hindi ko nakatamisin ano or naku, kailangan ko na rin umupo doon sa mga meeting, hindi ko nga alam noon na kailangan pala yun. Or yung mga ganun or sometimes pati sa ministry alam naman ng karamihan na med some nakakaano nga may lazy talaga ako pagdating sa mga ganung responsibilities nun. And it's really a challenge pa rin hanggang ngayon. Pero later on naman, naano ko na mas na-enlighten ako ng God na it's na hindi siya supposed to be hamper. Hindi siya dapat burden dun sa hindi naman pag naging member ka ay ika-cut off na lahat ng ano bawal ka ng mga secular stuff na bawal ka na mag-ganon, bawal ka na mag-ganon, daming bawal, bawal ang gato, bawal ang ganon. It actually, mas parang nagko-complement even more. Na sa even sa, say, parang yung reasons ng iba na nakakahirap, nakakabawas sa time na pag-aaral or nakakabawas sa time na mag-ganto, instead of yung commitment to God na makakabaw sa ganun, actually makapag-compliment pa nga siya. And even more, in the first place, God din ang nagbibigay ng blessings na to eh. Everything na nagaano natin, na lahat ng pleasures at saka ng gifts na naranasan ng youth ngayon ay blessings din ng God. So in the first place, the youth owe it to God also. And aside from that, ang God din ang makakapagbigay ng blessings na to at makapagbigay ng strength para magawa natin yung mga tasks na tingin natin ay sa halip na ma-hamper to, lalo tayo parang hindi naman always na parang positive yung result na basta naging member ka magiging successful na sa lahat, pero nabibigyan ng strength na madudraw from both from God of course and sometimes even from fellow members sa church and ano na pag nakaka-draw ng strength from them and from the Bible to help us in our everyday tasks and guide us. Yung guidance ang mahalaga eh kasi pagdating syempre ng mga teenager stage yan, ano, dumadating talaga sa point na medyo nawawalan ng focus kung ano ba talaga ang direction sa future. And ang Bible ay isa sa magandang, ang Bible talaga ang ultimate na pagkukuhanan ng direction sa buhay ng isang youth.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good point. Talagang yun nga na inaakala ng mga young people na pag naging mananampalataya, naging miyembro, ay bawal. Ang naisip agad, ano yung mga hindi ko na pwedeng gawin? It's a good thing to say na, in fact, compliment. Instead na nabawalan, ay na-maximize sapagkat you bring God into the picture. And when you bring God into the picture, it's enriching. It's never impoverishing. It's always enriching when God is with us sa ating ginagawa. Kaya magandang point 'yon na it is not forbidding. It is rather complementing, enriching, at walang masama na narito kayo sa baba. Other thoughts? Sige, Ani.
Pastor, tungkol sa yung unang point ni Jean, na mas lenient ang parents ngayon. Actually, I have something to say na not really na lenient. Kasi ngayon, tayong mga parents ay marami tayong concern kasi kailangan yung pressure na, sa buhay na kailangan mong mag-provide sa mga anak, kailangan kang sumabay sa advancement ng buhay. Like in my, sa case naming mag-ina, actually, ito yung regrets ko ngayon kung bakit. Parang, kasi nung maliliit pa yung mga anak ko, yung wala akong choice kung di kailangan kong magtrabaho. So yun yung regret ko ngayon na nung maliliit sila na sana natuturuan sila ng unti-unti ng responsibility sa bahay at sa iba pang bagay, hindi ko nagawa dahil most of the time nasa labas ako. And then pagdating ko sa bahay, instead na yung minsan, syempre may mga nagagawang hindi tama, ang iniisip ko na lang, hindi ko masyadong sitahin kasi mas pinuprefer ko na medyo happy yung time naming mag-ina. So, actually, maraming nawala. Marami akong hindi nagawa na dapat ginawa ko nung mas maliliit pa sila. And now, medyo mahirap na siyang ituwid. Pero, hindi pa rin ako nawawala ng pag-asa na unti-unti maituwid ko rin kung ano yung mga pagkukulang ko dati. Kaya po, actually, natuwa ako na ngayon, napipilit ko silang sumama sa akin sa pag-attend sa church kasi unti-unti naman din na naayos.
Okay, thank you. Isang realidad yan na isaalang-alang natin sa pagtimbang ng mga magulang ngayon, yung mga situation na both parents are working or single parents. These are situations today that probably disable some of the parental responsibilities. Kaya isang encouragement dito yung virtuous woman passage ng Proverbs 31. We see a woman involved in so many things and yet is able to address household concerns in a, sabi natin, very, very much in touch with the situation ng household. So, anyone else? Any other thought you want to share? Sinil? Joe? Welcome back.
Thank you. When I was in my youth, I want to change the world.
You did?
Now that I am old, I want to change the youth. ang question ko, Pastor, yung tungkol dun sa kwan, yung ano yung senyales or ano yung edad na pwede nating pakialaman yung anak natin? Kasi ayoko namang i-bombard yung mga anak ko ng when I was young stories or poverty stories or hardship stories. Kasi kuminsan nakakarindi din eh. Kaya anong senyales or ano bang tamang edad na sila ay pakialaman? O kaya, pag di ba, kasi si Alice, 19 years old na. Medyo dependent na. Independent na siya sa akin. Kaya, pero may tendency pa rin ako na emailan siya. Gayto ang gawin mo anak ko. Ganyan. Ano ba yung sign or na dad na dapat ang magulang ay makialam?
Yeah, that's a good question. Siguro makakashare yung parents dito. Well, I suppose the guiding principle is the parents, for as long as the child is in his house, he has ultimate authority, but with consideration of the growing age and independence ng bata, ng anak. Talagang hindi pwede yung maya't maya ay nandun tayo sa balikat niya na naka-impose ng mga dapat niyang gawin in his growing years because totoo na makakarindi yun sa isang growing child. And yet, we cannot just dispose of him na bahala ka na sa buhay mo. The balance is something that demands wisdom and in a manner na siyempre kilala mo yung anak mo sa saan siya madaling magkulang, saan siya madaling magpabaya, and you have to watch those things, but always meron ng independence, lalo pat nagsasarili na siya ng pag-aaral o kaya may trabaho na, talagang there's a situation where he has to be himself or herself. Any points sa parents? Mikaya, hindi parent, kundi youth.
I-share ko lang po yung tungkol sa yung guidance po ng parents is very appreciated. And sometimes nga po, I remember this, especially this past year, may mga decision po akong pinagdaanan na expected ko po na ang mag-decide essentially ay parents ko. Pero every time, na will support you kung anong decision mo. And nararattle po ako kasi feeling ko I'm not ready to do that yet. Minsan naman po, I feel that I want to make the decision by myself. Pero my parents po come to me with advice. And parang nahihirapan po ako because parang medyo nape-pressure po ako sa... sinasabi. Palagi po nilang sinasabi na they'll support you whatever decision you make. Pero you know, there's this one decision that you make that will make them very happy.
Sige, huwag ka ma-pressure.
Meron pong kasi po, although I'm sure they will support me kung saan ako pupunta, may pressure po ako na may utang na loob ako sa parents ko. That's an understatement. Parang I owe them so much na I should make them happy, di ba? Pero sometimes, hindi mo talaga ayaw kawin. Feeling mo hindi. Alam naman po. Hindi na po ako mabibigay ng example na puso ko na with itong mga privileges na nakukuha namin, marami talaga pong responsibility at pressure na nagre-result from that.
Thank you, Mikael. Very honest and ano bang pangalan niya? Hindi, biro lang. ang point roon ay makikita natin dito, the young people, on the one hand, there are things na they want the parents to decide for themselves, make it easy for them. Yet there are times na they want to make a decision, but always a consideration for them is they don't want to make their parents unhappy. And it's a struggle, a pressure, yung word ni Mikaya, and that's something that we need to understand of our young people, yung kanilang desire to please the parents, and yet at the same time, there are situations where they want to make a decision na pressure sa kanila to please their parents, but it will be their own decision at some point. So, thanks for that. Any other thought? Nor.
Yung bumalik si Pastor sa mga nakaraan. Pero babalik din ako. Nung panahon namin, hindi naman kami lahat iyagit na hirap na hirap sa buhay. So, what I'm saying is this. Siguro, yung mga privilege nung panahon namin, yung mga, meron din mga landed nun eh. May mga mayayaman din nun sa panahon noona. Meron din silang masasabi kong kagaya ng privilege nyo. Mga bata na may mga gadgets, etc. But then, looking back, sila ay naging responsible, naging silang maayos din ang buhay nila, and ginamit nila yung mga resources nila sa pagtulong sa mga kapatid. I think what's the equalizer now is yung ang tamang preaching ng salita ng Panginoon. At yun na nagdala sa kanila to be responsible persons. Lately, meron akong nakita ng isang conversion ng bata, 17 or 18-year-old child na with so much privileges, pero yung nakita niya yung kasalanan niya in the midst ng kanyang mga privileges, na-convert siya, and that yung mga nakita niyang gadgets and everything sa buhay niya, privileges niya, was used ng Panginoon at sinanctify yung mga attitude niya sa bagay na yun. So I think many of those things ay natatransform ng gospel, and yung nakikita natin ngayon na preaching ng Panginoon to our pulpit and everything na tinuturo dito will will help us to overcome yung mga disadvantages ng mga kaluwagan ngayon.
Okay, thank you, Nor. It's very good. Yung nga ang point ko na gusto ko kong i-bring out is that those gadgets, those things that you are enjoying as a young person, they're not meant to be stolen by God or by the Christian faith. Rather, they are meant to be enriched, maximized to their full potentials, but with God in them. So yun ang magandang point ni Nor na it can happen to young people, and that's what we want to happen. And you just don't realize, kayo mga churchgoers, you just don't realize what a tremendous blessing you have that as a young person, you are hearing the Word of God, which your counterparts outside are not privileged or not blessed with. Isang bagay ito na hindi ninanakaw ang iyong kabataan, kundi pinagyayaman. In my youth, I have shared this to you. At 19, 20, I was preaching the Word of God. I became a pastor of this church at 20. So none of the gimmicks that young people enjoy, but I will never for a whole lifetime substitute that for the experience uli ng young person ngayon na mga gimmicks. I enjoyed my youth in the service of God without the laptop and the iPad. Now you may have them and still be in the service of God. We're having a good discussion, but just a few more minutes. Anyone else? John? Sige, okay lang umiyak. Go ahead.
May point sila. Turo eh. Actually po, parang follow-up din dun sa ano ni Tito Joe, na yung pong, alam naman, yung points na sometimes parents try to get across, and whenever yung, especially sa teenager's life, na when youth start making decisions from themselves, sometimes po, pagka pinagsasabihan din and ano, and nagbibigay advice ng parents, usually ang problem na nakikita ng youth would be yung sa approach. Kasi like me, yung later on lang nung aking mga almost 20, nasa may 20 na ako noon, sa ako lang na-gets yung lahat na sinasabi sa akin ng aking mga parents na, oo nga, tama nga sila. I would not like to admit it, pero tama, most of the advices na hindi ko tinake heed nung earlier sa aking youth are actually, at that point is parang, oo nga, tama pala sila. Na, yeah, they do have more experience, and it was wrong of me not to trust them in some ways. And usually po, naano lang na trend is, it's usually yung approach kasi, mas parang, like for example, nung bata pa ako or in my day na approach, sometimes ang dating sa mga, nung dating sa bata na parang, sa akin, nung dating sa akin, nung in my day, ganito kasi noon, mas mahirap ang ganun, no? Na, nung ngayon, naiintindihan ko na, oo nga, mas mahirap talaga ang dinanas nila noon, na wala talaga sa, compared sa aking lifestyle nung ako'y bata. Pero ang parang dating sa bata noon is, parang, in my day, naranasan ko lahat to, pero sa inyo, hindi mo na naranasan. Parang, ang dating ko is parang, I'm better than you, or ganun. Sure, the message is good, pero yung approach, and ano, sometimes even, pagka nagbibigay ng advice, nagiging parang, ito natutunan ko na lang sa, ano eh, kina Inet ki Tito Jun, yung manner nila ng pag pinagsasabihin na sina Jonathan and Joseph. Sa akin kasi, nasanay ako dun sa harsh na pagka pinapagalitan sila talagang, upang yung ginawa yan? Hindi mo dapat ginawa yan. Eh, yung approach, na-remind niya ako palagi ni Inay na yung gentle rebuke is hindi lang siya nag-a-apply between a Christian to Christian na conflict. Na even yung parents to children, yung gentle rebuke, mas ma-appreciate ng children yung mga advice at saka ano na binibigay sa kanila pagka yung manner ng delivery is less about yung accomplishments na experience ko na yan, na ano, kaya dapat ganyan ka din. But more on na sometimes even taking into account na the children are also sinful humans. And taking that into account, parang maging gentle din sa pag-deliver nung message to them.
Okay, thank you, John. In my day, John, tama yung sinabi niya, pwede mangyari yung ang dating natin sa mga kabataan ay nung panahon ko ganito, it's like saying you're worse today than we were in the past. So thank you for that insight. Talagang medyo ingatan natin. And tama yung sinabi niya, gentle rebuke still applies between parents and children. Last thought, Carol. What was in your day?
Yung kay Manong din, yung sinabi ni Manong, I do believe it is our duty as parents to always guide our children. Kahit anong age. Kasi siguro kahit matanda na, because we're still prone to make mistakes. And ang manner lang, gaya nga na nasabi ni John, mag-iiba na yung manner. It's not like when they were kids na it's a command from us that they have to obey. When they get older, it's an advice. Kasi napansin ko to, lalo na kasi sa US, di ba? Sa US, wala nang pakialaman. Bawal makialam ang mga magulang. It had been true to my parents and my brothers who are now there. When they were there, hindi na mapagsabihan ng parents ko ang mga kapatid ko. Kasi they have that mentality na hindi na ako dapat pakialaman, especially when they're already working. They can support themselves. But I do believe a lot of mistakes, a lot of can be prevented if we give them advice. And gaya nga sabi ni John, it's in a manner na yung gentle rebuking. And siguro maganda rin kasi an opportunity for us to lead them to what God says about their situation. Not our past experiences. Maybe it's an add-on, but it's more of what does God says on your situation.
Okay, thank you, Carol. And remember, yung advice between father and child sa Book of Proverbs is a grown-up child. Hindi ito isang batang paslit. It's a grown-up child being given advice by the wise father sa Book of Proverbs. And this will continue to be a relationship between parents and children. But sabi nga ni John, at a certain point, nag-gets din nila. Kaya mag-gets nila, especially if we do it in a gentle way. But once more, I conclude with a thought again for our young people na the faith is here and the church is here not to threaten you, not to steal away the enjoyments and potentials of your youth. They are there to maximize them and to make you even more a complete being as one who answers to God and as one who lives for God. And there is no enjoyment like that. To know God, glorify Him, and enjoy Him forever. We'll have more of this next Lord's Day. Let's close in prayer. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa mga napag-usapan namin, ang mga natalakay namin. At tunay nga na marami kaming dapat pang malaman at matutuhan sa mga nangyayari sa mga kabataan ngayon. At bagamat nasa kanila ang maraming mga pribilehiyo, ang mga pribilehiyong ito ay may kaakibat ng mga oportunidad. And we do pray, Lord, for our young people here in the church, that you would make them realize and perceive the great blessing that is theirs, that in their youth they are able to hear the Word of God taught and preached, and they have access to the Scriptures, and yet at the same time, they are just like other young people. They enjoy many privileges that perhaps some of us have not enjoyed in the past. And yet at the same time, this is a great opportunity. And we do pray for them that they will make use of their greater freedom in order to decide for themselves in the matter of gospel claims. We thank you, Lord, for their savvy in technology. This means at the same time more venue of communication that can build shallow relations. And we do pray that you would be with our young people in the church, that they may know of that most fundamental of all relationships, and that is a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And grant, O Lord, that as they experience earlier success and earlier independence from the parents, grant that they would take the path of service to you in obedience to your word. Guide us parents who have to struggle with a balance of guiding them, exercising wisdom towards them, and yet realizing that they are growing independent and that there are decisions that they need to make for themselves, decisions that they still want to make us happy and to please us, and yet decisions that they struggle with. We ask, Lord, that you will be with our young people so that they may take the path of faith and of fellowship with the saints and guide this church, that it may be a church that will be found friendly to young people, a church where young people can maximize themselves, a church where it is not prohibitions and forbidding that is prevalent, but a church that takes them seriously, a church that guides them, and a church that will lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we look to you for guidance and wisdom in all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.